I've heard it said that politics and patriotism are two sides of the same coin. Citizenship is like currency. You get what you pay for. When we insist on getting something for nothing, we risk being cheated. Today, we find ourselves in a situation where many demand protection and benefits without obligation or service. Anything worth doing is hard. Good citizenship means doing your own homework, making up your own mind, and questioning authority when it's necessary. Don't kid yourself. They serve us, or we will serve them. Hello, I'm Justin Oldham, and you're listening to another ATS member podcast. For the benefit of those very observant computers over at the Department of Homeland Security, I'd like to point out that this recording was made on Sunday, September 21st of 2008. For the next 10 minutes, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what's going on in my world, and then I'd like to share some of my observations about the recent developments in the unfolding American economic crisis. I'm pleased to report that my website has been successfully reformatted and upgraded. If you're interested, you can find it at www.justin-oldham.com. The new site upgrade has, in fact, increased the traffic. The total number of visitors that I get to my site on a monthly basis is now starting to noticeably improve. There are some other upgrades we're looking at, and there's some more content that I'm interested in adding, but for the time being, at least for the rest of this calendar year, what you see is now pretty much all of what you're going to get until January of 2009. At that point, then we'll have enough resources in place to start moving forward with the next phase of our intended upgrade. It's hard not to talk about the darn thing because I'm just so proud of it. It's really is impressive, and I never actually thought I'd be doing something like that. Now, speaking of things that we never thought we would be doing, this last week has been absolutely incredible. We have seen the American financial situation worsen by leaps and bounds. Depending entirely on which news outlet you watch or listen to, the bill for this bailout that they're looking at can be as little as $500 billion or as much as $2 trillion. Political leaders from both parties have been meeting on Capitol Hill all weekend long. I'm sure that some of those guys have been horribly disappointed at the need to cancel country club reservations, but by golly, their jobs are on the line and they know it. Now, it's still too early to tell exactly precisely what sort of shape this new bailout is going to take. We don't actually know if it's going to be a resolution trust like what they did back in the late 1980s, or if it's going to be some altogether new breed of legal cat. What we do know is that Treasury Secretary Paulson is asking for full discretionary authority over all $700 billion. That means he would get to be the guy who has ultimate say-so over where this money goes, which companies they bail out, which companies they don't bail out. And, you know, ultimately, as I was watching the Sunday talk shows, Face the Nation, Meet the Press, etc., Secretary Paulson, among others who was making the rounds, sounded suspiciously like, well, honestly, let's just cut through the baloney here. It sounded like lawyer talk for give us the money and then we'll save you. From where I sit, the simple fact of the matter is that these guys are involved in another short-term fix, and they know it, but they just don't want to come out and tell us. If the worst-case scenario for this thing is upwards to $2 trillion and beyond, they might think they're doing us a favor by asking for, you know, what amounts to half of that amount. All they're actually trying to do is keep the economy from doing a total Depression-era-style meltdown on their watch. And hey, if they're willing to put $700 billion on the national credit card for just a little short-term CYA, we have to ask ourselves a serious question. What are they willing to do to us later on when the baloney seriously hits the fan? Now, let's be totally real about this for the moment here. There's so much bad debt circling the world right now that there probably isn't enough money in all of the combined treasuries in total to prevent the shock that's coming to our economic system. Now, one of the most important things you and I, as taxpayers, can do right now is we've got to avoid the panic. We cannot let these guys scare us into letting them do something stupid or something that will further enhance federal power. Ultimately, you know that's coming. As things eventually smooth out, and it seems unlikely right now, feels very painful right now, but eventually the waters will calm, things will smooth out, and people will go back to Washington, D.C., and they'll take a serious look at legislative reforms, and they're gonna scare us into giving them more authority over us. They will say that in order for our financial institutions to be transparent, that they've got to have greater oversight, and part of that is legitimately true. But it's the other part of that that's not legitimately true. That's the part we have to worry about, because right now, look at what just happened. Uncle Sam now owns Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That means that Uncle Sam now owns 55% of the mortgages in this country. Uncle Sam now owns AIG. They now own 25% of the insurance policies of various types in this country. Once they get used to that, once they see how it works, their reforms are not going to be true and genuine reforms. What they're going to be is bureaucratic add-ons. And by that, exactly precisely what I mean is they're going to say, well, you know, we could pass a stack of new laws that the various financial institutions would have to abide by, or we could just extend federal authority through any number of agencies so that we can keep a better eye on these companies. And honestly, folks, if that sounds fascist, that's because it is. Now, if I sound irritated, honestly, it's because I am. Because, speaking purely for myself, my own track record on this topic is that I've been talking about it through the internet since 2004. And a lot of it, to me, at first, a lot of it was just theory. And it's one thing to talk about what might be coming. It's another thing to say, hey, look at that. See that? Here it comes. But now, here it is. This trouble is now in our midst. It is happening live 24/7. And it just creeps me out that our leaders have allowed things to go this far. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying to yourself, election day is coming. Why should I bother to vote? Now, I think you should go out and vote because, like it or not, this crisis is going to reach out and touch you. And if you don't believe me, then let's try a little test just for fun. In the first week of October, which will be the start of the fourth quarter for 2008, you're going to get a credit card bill. And the first thing you're going to notice is that the interest rate on your credit card has jumped up by 1 or 2%. Now, you think that's nothing, it's really not going to amount to much. You can live with it. You're tough. You can take it. But stop and consider this. As this recession deepens, all of the banks that do or do not get bailouts are still going to go scrabbling for money. Where are they going to get it? Well, the major investment banks are down for the count, so they're not going to get it from them. The federal government is strapped up to its ears, so they're not going to get it from them. And so that only leaves one place, which is you. So what's going to happen is in January, your minimum credit card payment's going to go from 2% up to 4%. Now, okay, you know, that's a long-term projection. 90 days seems like it's a long way away, but hey, please make a note of this podcast and come back later and tell me if I'm wrong, because if I am, I'll be more than happy to apologize to you. If you have any more questions or comments, please feel free to look me up on AboveTopSecret.com or come over and find me on my website, use the contact page, and tell me what you think. We're in for some hard knocks, but I think we can survive it if we just keep a clear head on our shoulders and act prudently. The politicians are going to try and do some really bad stuff to us. As long as we know it's coming, we can be a little more prepared than otherwise. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be taken by surprise by any of this. And what do you know? We are done. The fastest 10 minutes on the net. I'm Justin Oldham, and you've been listening to yet one more ATS member podcast.